The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But yesterday, I'm curious, and you know, I know you had all the kids home and it was great. Did you watch the football or did you watch the basketball?
Actually, watched both.
Okay.
I spent more time watching the football early. Obviously, you wait for LeBron and them to come on. But I was impressed watching Wimby in Madison Square Garden. Carl, this dude is different. 40-something points yesterday, man. This dude is just – he's just a different – and we ain't never seen that like him to be as big as he is, to be as athletic. The handle we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago when he got – Sham got a dude in the open floor. He's like, dude, this dude Sham got him, folks, and everything. But, yeah, I think the thing about the football was, and, you know, when your wife sits down and, you know, Michelle, she's a big sports lady. Donna, she just listens for the halftime show. And so she just wanted to sit there and wait for damn Beyonce to come on. That was her whole thing, was waiting for Beyonce. Because the football games were not competitive at all, either one of them. They really were not. And, you know, in watching the basketball aspect of it, you know, still two of the biggest stars in this league is LeBron and Steph. And they put on a show last night. And it's one of those things where I know, after the game, LeBron's like, yeah, I love the NFL. But, you know, this is our day, you know. And luckily for him, it looked like it because the games were horrible and his game was great. And so, but, yeah, it was good to sit down and watch both of them.
Yeah, I agree. The football was on because it was football and I have Netflix. Like,
right.
And obviously the second game, you know, come on, who didn't want to see Beyonce? Stop it.
Man.
31-2. The Ravens win. This game was over at halftime,
yes,
to be honest with you, right? The Texans couldn't do jack. And so I agree. Like, I'm waiting for the halftime show with Beyonce. Man, she was lovely.
She was great, man. Hey, again, it was a great show. Now, I'm not saying I'm not big because my wife loves Beyonce. I'm cool with it, whatever. Like, I ain't going to just sit up there and say, baby, play some Beyonce. But, I mean, because Mama was there and everything, like, she put on an absolute show. I didn't know what she was going to do. Donna's like, the country album or something. I was like, oh. And I had to put two and two together. I was like, oh, it's in Houston. She's
right.
From Houston. Country music, Texas. It all makes sense to me. And so I thought she was outstanding. I did.
Yeah, man. And you know, the crazy thing is, Randy Mack in today, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. As we said, a little mashup of the shows. And I'm digging it because I love Randy and I love, you know, Andy and Randy in the middays. But I tell you, this is ushered in what is now going to become the future of the NFL on Christmas Day. And I know that the NFL has played on Christmas Day in years past, but there was a long time in between, like in the 80s, and then you get to the 90s. There was a huge break where they were just like, nah. And it's one of the reasons why, by the way, that the NBA snuck in there and was like, hey, let's play on Christmas Day.
Right.
And it's kind of become a thing. And you put five marquee games. I mean, think about it. Luka left the game yesterday, but you had Luka and Kyrie playing. You had Ant-Man playing. You had Embiid and Boston playing. You had Golden State LA, to your point. Denver, Joker, right? And Durant. I mean, you had all this star power. That's what the NBA tries to do. And here comes the NFL. and to your point, Randy, about LeBron, and I love him, but, you know, you just got bodied, bro.
Yes.
I mean, like, seriously, the league is the league. And even though the games are crap, I don't know what the ratings were yet, but I'm guaranteeing you that everybody that had Netflix and is an NFL fan watched, and there were people who signed up yesterday because they didn't want to be left out. And so I'm with you. I just think this is going to be the new thing, like the new, where you have the Super Bowl performance, which is still going to be a big deal. But you're also going to have this Christmas Day thing now where they're going to have a huge artist and that person will perform and they'll have two games or whatever on Christmas. Randy, the only thing I don't like, and I want your perspective on this, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You always can find us, guys, 404-726-0929. You can text us, follow us on social media, Twitter, I do not call it X, and, of course, follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game. Randy, three games in 11 days?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot,
Carl. And the thing about it, I've been there one time in Miami. We had, I think it was 3-12, and it's a bear, and it is a bear to have to do and everything like that, Carl. But I mean, I think the biggest thing is they're trying to oversaturate the market, and then you think about on Thanksgiving, you put your two of your biggest stars in the league on.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
That day, you put Patrick Mahomes, you put Lamar Jackson, two of the biggest stars on that day, and both of them obviously had great games yesterday. But yeah, I think that when you talk about, you know, the NBA and the NFL, like the NFL was on Netflix, Carl. It wasn't on regular TV. Like you just said, people were like subscribing yesterday just so they weren't gonna be left out. Now make sure that, you know, when that trial's over, set an alarm. All right, set your alarm. All right, I'm a victim of those things, but set your alarm and everything so you know when you need to cancel that free subscription that you got yesterday. But yeah, it's amazing that they can go to this streaming thing, and you know, I hate the fact that because it looks like, Carl, I hope it doesn't go to that point where you start everything's gonna be streaming from the NFL.
I hate it.
Because there's so much money in it and everything. We all know how much money Amazon gave them. Well, I'm pretty sure that Netflix cut a big check for them. And then you got Peacock and you got all these streamers. And it's just unfortunate because, like you know, TV is always on ABC. Or, you know, or matter of fact, you would only get NFL games on Sunday and Monday. And then when I got a league, it was outside of Thanksgiving, everybody started playing on Thursday. You remember that with the Color Rush and all that other crap they tried to throw out there. And now they're talking about Wednesday, a Wednesday game, Carl. A Wednesday, not a Thursday, because next year Christmas is going to be on Thursday, so automatically. Right. But it was on a Wednesday, Carl. Wednesday, you know, and so it was just, you know, the NFL. They, like you said, they just bodying the NBA. I mean, it's bad enough that they talk about the ratings in the NBA and how where they are as far as the falling and all that, but yet you're still trying to contend and compete with not just pro football but college football now. It's just a fair matchup for them.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, whether you took it all in, like we kind of did,
watched,
you know, watched both, or you took in just one or the other, or your time was occupied yesterday. You had choices. And it's rare that we get the NFL on a Wednesday, to your point. I'll say this. Patrick Mahomes is the only player now to have played on every day of the week except Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday's normally the off day for NFL guys, but at some point the NFL is going to play on Tuesday.
Yeah. They're going to figure out, they're looking for every avenue. Tuesday, huh? Okay, so let's see. We'll let them play. The teams that play on Monday night, we'll have two Monday night games, right? And then whoever, winner or loser, whatever, we'll come around and give them a whole week and let them play Tuesday. It's coming. You let one of these big streaming people want to buy a Tuesday. Because we, you know, we all out the way with the whole player safety and all that crap. You let somebody throw some money at the NFL for a Tuesday game, the NFL be playing on Tuesday. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, I totally agree. By the way, what'd you get into yesterday? What were you drinking, man?
Man, I tell you what I was doing, man. It was that damn – I was on that my man Dan, from Chattanooga Whiskey, they had dropped off some Chattanooga – and believe me, I got plenty of it at the house, but dropped off some new ones. And I was doing that because the only time I drink eggnog, Carl, is Christmas Eve. And so, obviously, did all that and everything and chasing that with Bush and everything. And so, yesterday, you know, we go to our neighbor's house, neighbor Bob, Miss Libby. They always have Christmas breakfast. And then me and Bob drinking Bagley's at 9:30 in the morning. And then, you know, you're like, well, might as well just keep the party started, Carl. You know, bring some old Chattanooga whiskey on over here, baby. And so, yeah, it was one of them nights, man. But I was in the bed by like 9:30, though. Passed
I feel you.
Passed
yeah.
out. Yeah.
They have, if I'm correct, because I think I have it, a single barrel Chattanooga. It's really good, man.
Yes.
It's really good stuff. And so to your point, yeah, the eggnog thing, you're right. This is like, it's like turkey, right? I mean, I don't cook turkey or bake turkey every damn week, but like Thanksgiving, I'm all about the turkey. Christmas, I'm all about the eggnog, and to your point. But you start mixing and chasing, and boy, it'll catch up on you real quick.
It caught me, Carl. It caught me. I was like, it was like 6 o'clock, and I'm getting out of bed this morning. I was like, what the hell's wrong with you? Let's sleep. And so I went down on the couch and laid there at about 9 o'clock because they went up to Chattanooga down in the boys. They went up to Chattanooga to go to the aquarium and all that stuff for the day.
Okay.
And so I was like, y'all have fun. You know, but I was thinking, I was like, damn, why, if I had to go in at 11 o'clock, boy,
it would have been tight.
It would have been tight. Now, I got the opportunity to lay around for a little bit, Carl. Eat me some leftover barbecue.
Yeah.
Got myself back together. Now I'm all the way back now.
I feel you.
I'm all the way back.